Kayla Williams was a sergeant and Arabic linguist with the 101st Airborne in Iraq. She went on foot patrols with the infantry, yet wasn't given the protective plates for her flak vest because as a woman, she was not considered in combat. More than 280,000 women have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, where there are no more traditional battle lines, and everyone is exposed to combat conditions.
I know I don't have the right haircut, but I also went to war, and feeling invisible, having people ask me if I was allowed to carry a gun because I'm just a girl.
That's Williams during an online forum on women in the military from the Washington-based Center on National Policy. Williams wrote a book titled Love My Rifle More Than You, Young and Female in the U.S. Army. It details her experiences and has armed her to take on the often heard speculation on why women should not serve in combat. First, there's the worry that women won't meet current standards.
Senior leaders have said quite clearly that standards will not be lowered.
Yet women in the military currently have different physical training standards than men, which Williams says is a point of resentment with some men. So she believes those standards should be reevaluated.
The push-up requirement for Army women, for example, is, in my opinion, far too low.
Another reason often used for banning women in combat roles is the problem of widespread reports of military sexual assault.
It's also important that we stop framing this as a women in the military problem. Roughly similar numbers of men and women report having experienced military sexual trauma to VA. Not letting women into the infantry does not mean that rape will not happen.
She agrees with General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that lifting the ban on women in combat jobs will reduce sexual assaults over time because it will build mutual respect. Williams then quickly ticked off a list of other common arguments against lifting the ban. Do women have the physical endurance?
Some women do. Some men do not.
The American people cannot stand seeing women come home in body bags.
That's just not been the case.
What about the hygiene issue?
Baby wipes work on both genders. There are even charmingly titled female urinary devices, or FUDs, that let women pee standing up or into a bottle during long convoy that are already available as part of the military supply chain. And women can use hormonal birth control to regulate or eliminate their periods during deployment. It's just not that hard.
Women will harm unit cohesion.
That's a canard. Studies have clearly shown that military unit cohesion comes from task cohesion, successfully accomplishing missions together, rather than social cohesion or being the same.
And there's always the question of sex when women and men serve together.
What about sex? Look, I work in an office with men, and we somehow manage to get our jobs done without having sex on the hallway floor.
Now, pregnancy does make women undeployable, but women are no more of a drain on unit readiness, she says, because men miss more time overall due to disciplinary actions, drugs, alcohol, and other reasons. And Williams says issues like privacy have already been successfully resolved in the past 10 years because women have been serving in combat, being injured and killed. They've just not gotten credit for it. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.